do begin.
Hey, what is up, guys? And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. A few quick updates before we get started. Later this week, I have Eric Etzley, founder of Alivio Open Mic, joining me on the show to talk a little bit about cryptocurrency, what that means for you, what that means for your community, and what that means for the future of digital currency. Now, I will also be lying if we didn't take the time to describe or confess our love for Hogecoin. I'm sure by this point, you've seen us on Instagram kind of push this content, and you're wondering that it's one of these three following things. One, that it's a pyramid scheme. Two, that we're trying to swindle you. Or three, probably just a case of shitposting. Now, if you ask me, I would say it leans more to number three, but it's shitposting with a purpose. Now, that's kind of hard to describe, right? But I hope by this point, we haven't annoyed you, and it's been more of a curiosity thing that you're at this point, you want to know what it is, and you're just trying to like figure out what's the easiest way to educate yourself on this. Now, if you've just been annoyed, just know that we're going to keep pushing it. And, you know, either, you know, just again, it's about educating yourself, knowing what it is. And if it's up, if it's something that you want to do, then go for it. If it's not, then just, you know, just tune out of it. But just know that the more the merrier, the more people that we send to the moon together, it's going to be good for all of us. Now, stay tuned for a conversation with Figgy Baby as we go into some of their latest music. We're going to sit down, chat it up, relax, have a good time. And that's the social primate way. Before I wrap this up, I just want to make sure to, this is my call to action. Please go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review, hit that subscribe button, go to Spotify, hit follow. If you're enjoying the content of this, if this is something that you look forward to, whatever it is, you know, anything like that will help me help others find this show. That way we all learn a little something, we all help support each other, and again, it's about that communal thing. Like, what can we do as a community with the resources that we have? You know, we may not have like this extravagant amount of resources, but we have each other. We have that support. We have that moral support. And honestly, there's nothing stronger than that. So I hope you guys can help this show out. If not, go help somebody else's craft. Whatever it is, just spread the fucking love, yo. And with that being said, today my guest is Jose Ramos. He is the host of Ranting with Ramos podcast. And to start, I want to make sure that you're aware of the disclaimer on this conversation. If you're easily triggered, I highly suggest to skip this conversation and check out any of the past episodes. Do I personally think you'll be triggered? No. But again, that's my own opinion, my own biases, and my perspective. I don't know your personal experiences or your struggles. So the idea is not to invite Jose Ramos and have a provocative conversation. Him and I were two completely different people with two completely different perspectives of the world. There's things that I don't agree with, and there's things that he doesn't agree with. Now, where does that leave us if we can't have a discussion, an open discussion about these things? The fact is that we need to allow these conversations to happen because it only broadens our view of what other people think, and we can find different ways of approaching a different set of individuals and seeing how we can communicate our ideas to them without trying to push them, without trying to make them feel like shit, without trying to hurt somebody. And now you may not agree with this. We need to hear each other out. And that's not going to happen when we're trying to shut each other down. So if you check out his episodes, if you check out his podcast, I'm letting you know now, you're going to be pulled into a position where you're going to more than likely feel triggered. Okay. And I also don't want to just sound apologetic, like don't listen to that show because it doesn't reflect my views. Like, no, I know what this was when I went into this conversation. I know what it means. So I'm telling you now, I'm coming from a place of trying to educate myself, trying to see how I can help educate people moving forward and making sure that we are allowed to have open discussions about these things. Because otherwise, this is going to have huge repercussions as we move forward into the future. And there's still a lot of progress to be made. I hope you guys enjoy this conversation. I hope you guys didn't unfollow. And if you do, fuck it. Cancel me. But that's not going to stop the idea that we're humans and that we need to allow ourselves to be able to openly have these conversations without the fear of being canceled. Now, if you do say something shitty and your actions follow what you're doing with those shitty words, then fuck it. Get the fuck out of here. You don't belong in this space. But again, we're here to create conversation. I hope you guys enjoy, and we'll see you next week. You know it's a filler. All right, cool, man. I'm getting a little litty here. So right. Let's get started.
Cheers, man.
Cheers. I haven't done one of these in a while. I've been off of a little break, so if I'm like stuttering and shit, don't judge me. Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. Today, my guest is Jose Ramos, host of the Ranting with Ramos podcast. What's up, dude? Thank you for making it out.
What's up, man? No problem, man.
I know it's been we've been trying to set this up for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, if people want to know, we're recording out of a little studio space that I'm trying to set up here. And then you came. Like, yeah. It doesn't look too bad, I guess, right?
I don't care about what it looks like. It could be a dump. I don't care.
All right. The good thing is that it's looking a little decent. But I'm glad you're here. You're basically the first person coming in here. You're popping the cherry of this place.
Oh, cool, man.
So, you know.
Yeah. Because, you know, the way I think is, like, you can have a fucking multi-$1,000 studio, and if you suck and your podcast sucks, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Really.
Yeah, that's true.
That doesn't matter. That's just materialistic shit. It's what's in your brain and your heart that matters, you know?
Yeah, no, that's exactly, you know, I think that's honest, because at the end of the day, the end part of what somebody's listening to is this whole conversation, right?
They're getting the audio.
That's the quality of it, you know?
And if it's good enough, then they get a visual in their mind.
The good thing is here, if people can hear, you hear the streets of HP in the background.
The ambiance,
you know? I feel like that there was an MTV show back in the day with some, I forgot what it was called, but the guy was like, recording in behind the New York City street.
Oh, that's cool, dude.
And, you know, he's just chilling, talking, interviewing the artists and stuff. It's a pretty cool vibe.
Yeah, just like, you know, I used to listen to, I can't think of the station, but it's like 88.9 or something like that. But they have those NPRs.
Sometimes
we walk in the streets and you hear the fucking people talking, the jangling of the chains,
the tacones.
It sounds fucking bad, dude.
Yeah.
Almost like ASMR type of shit, you know?
And talking about that kind of stuff, I noticed that in some of your episodes, you add that kind of ambience to it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I try to, man, as it takes a lot more time, but like if it's usually like storytelling, I like to add it, you know? Like the way I describe my podcast, it's like, what are those things called? Those glasses. Oh, it's virtual reality without the glasses. It's for your ears.
Yeah.
You know, because I try to paint a picture with the sounds, with the way I tell my stories. I've always been a good storyteller since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I think I get that from, it's in my genes, you know, from my grandpa, my mom and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just talking. But I like to be animated with my hands. I get into character. I change voices and shit like that, you know, like. Depending who it is, I'll try to use that voice. It's just natural. That's just the way.
And that's good, because again, you're creating engagement. Like you said, like there's so much that you don't understand, like how sound is produced to our brains. That like, you know, quickly off subject, there's this movie called Sound of Metal. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's on Amazon Prime. But the movie is about this guy who's in a heavy metal band, and eventually he starts losing his hearing.
Oh.
And the movie, you're just going through him, and you hear that muffled, like, you know, and it's it kind of, dude, I was pretty fucking stoned, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, holy shit, if I was deaf, like, is this what it kind of sounds like?
Yeah.
And he goes through this whole thing where he hates himself because he's going deaf, and he wants to, like, do this procedure. He raises, like, all this bunch of money, and at the end, he just hears, like, this robotic version of what the real world is.
Oh, shit.
And he's just even more depressed. Yeah. And it ends.
Is it a documentary or a movie?
No, it's a movie. Yeah.
Okay, it's a movie.
Dude, and it's fucking pretty cool because, again, it puts you in the... It makes you think about the things that we take for granted.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, your hearing, your breathing hearing. And talking and shit.
Yeah. You know, my hearing is kind of fucked up, my left ear, because I've always had ear infections.
Yeah.
Because my eustachian tubes, which is a tube that's from your outer ear to your inner ear, it kind of closes, it collapses sometimes, right? So ever since I was a kid, they told my mom, hey, let's we got to put some replacement eustachian tube. So what they do is they cut your eardrum, they slit it, and they put a tube in there to open it up. With me, sometimes my hearing is like way off, and like it'll be like an old person at my house, like we're watching a fight, and I'll tell my wife, hey, is it loud? She's like, yeah, it's loud, you got to turn it down. So what I'll do is I'll pinch my nose and I'll blow air, and it opens
to
them
clear
up.
It.
And it clears, and it's like if you only had one speaker on, and when I blow it open, it's like the other speaker cable touched, and boom, I can hear both ears.
Damn.
And so, my hearing is kind of off. So, but I love music, even though I bet you I'm not hearing it to its full potential because only one of the ears is working. Actually, I got a test. One of them is like 100%, the other one is at 80%.
Oh, okay. Is it like there's a chance of degrading? Like,
no, it's just because it's just close. Because whenever I blow my nose, they open up. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, cool.
If I was to get that procedure done, which I won't because I'm old already, I'm 40, it'll bring it back to normal because it's just something to do with pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you go up in elevations.
Yeah, you feel it like the little clog.
Something
pop.
Like that.
Yeah.
Damn, sometimes when I yawn, when I yawn, all of a sudden, it like it opens up and I can hear, oh shit, it's fucking loud. And sometimes when I blow my nose, I'll hear like, sometimes I won't be able to hear people walking, but now I can hear people walking. I can hear the rustling of papers and shit. Whereas normally I don't hear that.
And dude, and like, it goes back to the whole thing. Like, I mean, to a lot of people, they're like, well, you're talking about the rustling of paper. But it's like, you know, in an extent, when you're really kind of looking into it, you can appreciate the fact that you could hear these type of things, you know, and it makes you appreciate a little bit more.
It does.
You know?
It does. I mean, I know I'm not going to go deaf, but man, I've been listening to rock and roll all my life. So it does affect your hearing.
Yeah.
And my daughter, she's the same way, man. She will be in the car and I'll be listening to music loudly and she'll be behind me and I can hear her music. Hey, turn that shit down.
On her earphones?
She's got those almost AirPods and shit. Loud as fuck. Like, no, you don't want your fucking hearing to get messed up, you know? Yeah. But she does the same thing as me, dude. Or like the seatbelt. Like, someone's got my seatbelt off and my wife will be like, hey, put your seatbelt on. And we'll look back and she has a seatbelt out. So, I mean, she's getting the example for me. So, I got to be better at that, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy how they pick up on that kind of stuff. Yeah, because I have a kid, he's only 8, but like you can see him how he's like just looking around, like trying to see what he's picking up, you know, to see what the right behavior is of a person. No, the right behavior, air quotes.
Supposed to be the right behavior. Yeah. That's true, dude. That's very true. Like, and it's, they say that from infancy to like 3s, when they're like sponges, they pick up like the most stuff. Damn. You know? So it's really important to teach them stuff. Like, I've always been trying to get them into like what I listen to, and you know, I'm their dad, so I'm not cool. Like, the Smiths and Morrissey aren't cool, right?
Yeah.
But, or the Cure is not cool, but like, sometimes we'll be driving and I'll hear, oh shit, she's listening to the Smiths. Oh shit, you like it?
Yeah, there's
but
a sign
that
like,
admitting, you know, oh, my dad's not cool, you know, but I got them all into that stuff, psychobilly and all that cool music. So they know all about that, you know. Nice. My son's a badass guitarist. So it's like, you teach them, but they don't want to show you, like, oh yeah, my dad taught me that. But, you know, you have influence in them.
Yeah, and when you hear them, you're like, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. You know, it is good.
Yeah,
no, I catch it sometimes. But you know, going back to the whole your the way you produce the show, like the sound. Okay, you're creating like this ambience and like this engagement where people are like really kind of going in that on that trip on that journey with you, right? And at the end of the day, they come out like, oh damn, like like I came out of a story right now, out of a fucking movie.
And then also, it's not just like the sounds. I also add music to it. For example, like, let's say there's one. It's episode 6. It's called Los Chiquillos. And we used to go to a 7-Eleven. We used to go to the pool, right? So I'm like, yeah, Steve used to do cannonballs. And you hear the, you know, the water splashing. Yeah. And then we go to 7-Eleven. It was 5 of us. So you hear the door chime, right? And all of a sudden, I'm like, yeah, there's a Hindu guy. And he used to bump his Hindu music, Bollywood. So you hear the Bollywood. Right? So you hear the Bollywood music as I'm talking. And then I mentioned that... One of our homeboys, he used to get a fucking super big, double big golf cup, and he would stash like 5 cheeseburgers in there, right? And because back then they were like red, like cardboard, but kind of like that waxy cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we got caught, and because the other homeboy used to put like fucking chili cheese in his Doritos, and he got mad. So I'm like, yeah, he starts swinging the stick at us. And when we leave, I'm like, yeah, my friend threw the fucking sword on the floor. And they threw the chips out the window, and you hear the splat, and then you hear the fucking dun-dun-dun-dun, the chime. So it's like, it's a bunch of stories like that, dude. And also too, like when they come out of the car, when the door slams, or the train or the ambulance. And it takes a lot of time, but dude, it makes it a lot better, dude. Because I listen to it to see how I can better myself. And I always tell people, listen to it with earphones on, because there's like so many little sounds that I include too, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes anything with pretty much like any audio, like, you know. First of all, if you can't hear your own recording after you finish with the podcast and like deal with it, then you're probably like, you're not really going to stick around too long. You know, it's like you have to, not that it's a bad thing, you know, you have to go in there and sometimes, you know, like you said, go in there, edit, you're basically producing your whole show by yourself, you know, and that people don't have, like, I don't think they can really think that the capacity at which that, what that means, right?
It means a lot. It really means a lot, dude. And like, so whenever I hear shows like that, like yours, for example, you have music, you know, you have music intros, and you know, and then also like the little monkey. That sounds cool, dude. You know?
Yeah,
that shit. I've never heard that shit before.
Yeah,
and that's your thing.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, sometimes you're thinking too hard about what you want to do. And then sometimes you're just, I went free MP3 online.
Yeah.
Monkey sound and the radio, and I just like, I'm not a producer or anything, but I know how to put sounds together a little bit, you know. So I put it together and I was like, fuck it, that's the intro, you know.
Cool.
And that's took me no effort, and I was stressing about it for so long, and like it just came out of nowhere.
That's,
you know?
when the best sounding stuff comes is like when you don't think about it, when you just do it.
Yeah,
because the more you think about it, it's like, it's not gonna sound right, because you you can hear it. That this shit was like thought out, or, you know, it's got to be organic, you know. Mm-hmm. Just like for example, like punk rock music, like a lot of the bands when they first come out, the music is like one take, like real quick, no solos and shit, right? Yeah. And then you could tell when they get a producer involved and it sounds different, you know. Yeah. Like they have solos and
starts doing some ballads and shit.
Yeah, you know, that's how you could tell. You know, the earlier stuff is always better because it's just done without thought and it's not, you know, they're not trying to recreate something that they did before. It's just boom, it comes out.
And that's perfect example. I love them, but the Ramones, they started off like raw as fuck, and then later on they were just like.
They changed. Fucking
love song. Yeah. Not that they're bad, but you know, it was completely different.
Yeah. Like there's the Misfits too. They have like take one, and that's the one that they recorded. Take two.
Yeah.
You know, 1, 2, 3, go.
Just and those are the better ones.
The better ones,
But I understand how, like, I mean, just like people in general, like sometimes I'm wondering, like, what can I do new to the show? You know, like you want to change it up a little bit, you want to see what else you can kind of add spice to it. Mm. And sometimes that's what bands are doing. But like you said, when somebody else gets involved and starts kind of like telling you like, hey, maybe you should do this. Like I've had people tell me like, hey, maybe you should do this on the show.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, I mean, maybe you think that's a good idea. But like there's something I want to keep with my show. You know, like I don't care if you don't like it or not. But
yeah, that's why it's like, your show.
Exactly. You know, start your own fucking show.
You can make your own show.
But man, talking about your show.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that for now? I think
it's July of 2020, July 5th, 2020.
Nice.
So it's coming out a year.
Yeah.
So it's coming out a year, and I'm like on 45 episodes right now.
Damn, dude, that's fucking pretty good.
46. I already have 46 now, but and for me, like I try not to really record too many at once, because then I feel like, let's say, because sometimes we go over like current events that are happening. Not everything, like, you know, like what Kardashian is fucking who, or nothing like that. Yeah. Like real stuff that's going to actually make a...
Which, if anybody wants to know, it's Travis Barker.
Travis Barker.
Drummer from Blink-182.
No, isn't that one of the other Kardashians? The only reason I know...
Oh, yeah, that is the other Kardashian.
How the fuck do I know that? I don't care about that shit,
like,
but you see it. You know?
Sellout.
But, sellout. Yeah, like, see stuff like that. Like, I talk about events that are actually going to affect people or that affect me, and I just want people to know about, because a lot of the stuff that I talk about isn't found on the news. Won't find it on the news. You'll be lucky if you find it on Instagram, because it doesn't fit the, you know, what they want you to see.
Yeah, and that's very true. I mean, the way I'm not just trying to put the blame on one thing, but the whole idea of social media is that you're creating your own bubble.
Yeah,
you know, and the fact that you're in your bubble, you don't know you're in that bubble. Yeah. You know, and it's not like until you see some controversial post and you're like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm triggered, you know, because you're not used to it, you know. You just enclose yourself in this box.
And you know what the thing too about the whole internet and the Instagram, like whoever you follow and is following you, that actually affects how your bubble is going to be and how everything in there exists, you know. Like there's certain people that I stopped following and they stopped following me, and it's a lot better now. Like, I don't got to see them. It's like they don't exist, because really they don't exist. They only exist there because I don't see them every fucking day.
Yeah.
I don't talk to them every fucking day. So that's the only time they exist, is when they're on Instagram. And so a lot of people really only exist on Instagram. They don't, their life really, really suck. But right there, they have a chance to, you know, it's a mental thing, you know, right there. Like, oh, I'm somebody. Oh shit, someone liked my post. I feel special, you know, because they don't really get that. But it's healthy to get that in real person, you know, in person, than not just on fucking it. Because they say your endorphins go up when you see the likes and all that shit.
Yeah, of course. It's like when somebody like tells you like, hey, you're pretty good looking. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Well, I never get that shit. So
yeah, so you feel good. You're like, yeah, I'm good. But and then when, you know, on Instagram, no, I don't get that either. I'm just saying it.
Yeah, an example.
I don't know if that's sad or fuck, but
nah, it's just life. Some people get the looks, some people get the brains. I'd rather get the brains, you know?
Yeah, right. The brains do a lot more.
Yeah.
But the whole creating your own bubble is like, you're not aware that you're in that bubble until you start seeing that controversial stuff and you're like, oh fuck. And you start feeling weird about it. And again, I think it's important, just for the most part, like the other day, no, actually yesterday, I realized that I was on Instagram for too long.
Oh,
like
shit.
I spent like, dude, like 2 hours went by.
Wow.
Like no bullshit. Like 2 hours went by and I was on Instagram.
In one sitting?
In one sitting.
Oh shit.
That's I didn't lot. Know That's it was lot, 2 hours, man. Dude. Yeah. And I caught myself and I was like, dude, what the fuck am I doing? I just been watching reels.
Yeah.
Like people doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
You know, like just videos swiping up and just messaging, you know, like my girl and stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, I spent 2 hours just doing nothing on this. And
yeah.
And, you know, to an extent, you feel like you're doing something, air quotes, you know, but you come off of it and you're like, dude, I just been laying in my fucking bed.
Yeah.
It's like a slob.
You realize that you pretty much did it. You pretty much wasted your time, because unless you learn something from it, you know.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
If you learn something, then it's yeah. good. Then it becomes a positive thing. But if it's just like you're just like you said, just go on to the next video, Sometimes it's cool and it's entertaining and it's good to see that. But yeah, 2 hours it seems like a lot. I mean, I'm probably on there a lot longer than that, but it's in like little
stuff. In increments of it.
15 minutes here, 15 minutes there. And then sometimes you get tired of it and like you're like, oh shit, your feed is done. You know? And then also like if you follow a lot of people, you're gonna see a lot of their posts too, and it's like, oh fuck. You know, some posts suck, but whatever. You know, but you see, the good thing is that you realize it though. But then it's bad if you don't realize it.
Yeah, you're then you just keep doing there.
It, you know what I mean? But since you realize it, you're like, oh shit, I should work on this. But if you, I don't know if you have an iPhone, but the iPhone tells you how long you spend on the internet.
Yeah, the usage and shit.
So that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, and I think that's like new or something. And I think one of the cool things too, not that it's a really big deal because Apple's still collecting all your data, but they're giving you the option to say like, hey, don't track my shit, like to Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And to a bunch of, I mean, all the apps. But I think like a few weeks ago or a couple of months ago at this point, Facebook or Mark Zuckerberg was like, nah, like that's unfair, you know, saying that's illegal and shit.
Yeah.
But in reality, like we should have the ability to say, hey, you want to track my stuff, to use it against me, to purchase shit and sell stuff back to me?
Yeah.
And they were like all against it. So it passed. And anyways, now I'd ask you. And I remember when I opened up Instagram, it said, if you want to continue having free Instagram or Facebook, like, yeah. Let us follow your shit, basically.
Oh, and it's
like,
shit.
Dude, what the fuck? Like, now you're kind of like threatening me that Facebook and Instagram is not going to be free. I'm not going to be able to get that medicine anymore. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. Because then, you know, we get used to it. Like for me, like, using stuff. It's more like a tool, because you can actually get like more listeners. You know, because for me, what I've realized is with the podcast, like you can have I have a pretty big amount of followers for the amount of time that I've been doing it, you know? Mm-hmm. And but I realize is that just because you have, for example, I have like 4,000 right now, right? That doesn't mean those 4,000 people are going to be listeners. Mm-hmm. Realistically, you don't get that many. Yeah. You get a handful, you know? So really, it's like I use it for that. And sometimes I'll be like straight out like, look, thank you for following me, but check out my podcast. It's fucking good. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure everyone says it's good, but that their podcast is good, you know, because or else you have to believe in it, even if it sucks, you know.
Yeah, that's true. A big part of it comes from you believing in your own project.
Yeah, or else you wouldn't release it, you know.
Like, yeah.
If you thought it sucked, you know. But also, it helps to have like friends that are honest. Like the friend that I have is like, hey, dude. Like today, he was calling me and you know blowing me. He's a coworker, and I had my phone up because I was resetting it, but I forgot to turn it on. And he called my work phone, and I declined that shit because I was working. And then finally he called me. He's like, hey, fool. I'm like, hey, dude. I'm like, what the fuck? What's the emergency? Mm-hmm. What, you keep calling me. What's going on? He's like, oh, it's fucked up. Fool, you mad at me? Like, nah, I'm not mad at you, dog. He's like, hey, I'm just calling you to give you a recap of your episode of shit. He's
like, oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. He's like, I think it sucked and shit and this and that. You know, just certain things. He gives me feedback. Or, hey, this podcast was fucking good, dog.
Yeah.
Or this one. Or I think you should have this person on more. And it's cool because, like, he's not being a hater. He's giving me it's constructive criticism.
Yeah, and then you know, honestly, that's what we need.
Like,
yeah,
he tells me, "Hey, this shit sucked. This fool sucked. You should have this fool back on." Okay, dog, that's good. I like that. You know,
yeah,
I'd rather have that than someone tell me, "Hey, it's fucking good," or "I enjoyed it." And they're lying to you.
Yeah,
you know?
Just being.
But you can tell by how many listeners you get when you look at how many listens. Like, okay, this guy sucked.
Yeah,
maybe not have him on again. You know,
you know. You use the math to be like, yeah, fuck that person.
Yeah, because what it is.
Nah,
is
I'm just like, kidding, but yeah, it's true. You see how you see what's working and what isn't, and you see now. I just want to make it clear: just because you're looking at these stats doesn't necessarily mean you're being influenced by the population to change your show, right?
No, exactly. But the thing is, you want to see what it is, because the fact that you had that person on means that you're already all right with that topic or with that person. Mm-hmm. And if you're seeing, it's not like somebody told you, hey, have this guy on, and now that you're getting fucking listens, oh, maybe I should have him again. It's a choice that you made for your show because you felt that was good for your show and it was going to fit, a good fit. And it was a good fit, right? So you want to bring that person back. But if it sucked, and then the guy goes, hey, what are we going to do now? And, oh, you know what, though? I'm kind of busy.
You know what I mean?
You can't tell somebody straight out, you know?
Yeah.
The kind of person I am pretty straight out about it, but it sucks, you know, because you don't want to tell them, you know? Because just the fact that they even want to be on is cool, you know? Like, they want to help out, or they want to – because a lot of people are kind of embarrassed or too shy to even come on the mic, you know?
Yeah. And it's people, sometimes it's people who are like really have something to say, you know? Like,
yeah.
And they're like, nah, I don't, they don't want to. Yeah. Nah, that's the cool part I find out with all this stuff. You can ask her, man. Yeah, ask her. We'll take a mini break. We'll go back right to, yeah, I'm gonna hit this right. Okay. Yeah, it's cool. I'll go in there.
What do you use as your thing, as a hosting software?
Anchor.
Okay, yeah, that's what I like about Anchor. What I'll do is I don't use them anymore to host it, but I use them to upload it on there so I can listen to it back. You know, use it just to that. But I don't use them anymore because they stopped monetizing me. And I heard that this is some dude named El Gordo Mamon. He told me that they own your fucking your recording, supposedly.
I said, yeah.
He said if you read the fine print, it says they own that shit. But I use Podbean, and Podbean, it's $15 a month, but it's like it's your shit, dude. The only thing about Podbean wouldn't work for let's say somebody who isn't really good at editing.
It won't work
for them because once pretty much whatever you upload, it has to be ready to go.
That's it. Final version, that's it.
You can add your little sounds. Like, that's what I like about Anchor. You could even add background music to it if you want to. You can add a little interlude song.
Yeah, I've noticed. Know? I know they give you more features to that shit.
Podbean, you can't. It's like, you better do that shit or learn how to do that shit. And then just whatever you put up, that's it, dude. Yeah. And you can't go in there and cut that shit up or change it. You have to erase the episode and put it up again.
Oh, and damn. Then you lose your stats. Anchor lets you
replace
it if you want to.
Leave it on there, delete that completely, and put a new one up there, and it still saves. And then you save it. And then what I like is what I'll do is I'll put it up and I'll save it as a draft. That way I can keep listening to it. And then once I have the draft and I edit the real one, I'll put it up into Anchor. When I used to use Anchor,
yeah,
but now I just use Anchor as a way that I can listen to it, you know, while I do my edits I'm working, because I'm an exterminator. So I just drive around, dude, and I just have it on my earphones or playing in my truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, okay, I got to fix this. I don't really write down the times and shit. I just get a feel for it. Oh, you know what? I got to put this a little bit louder. This sound's got to be louder. You can't really hear the music in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I do it. Oh, you know what? I got to add a horse sound right here. I got to add this and that, you know?
And that's a cool part that a lot of people not a cool part, but it's a benefit that a lot of podcasters don't have. And it's the ability to be able to go in there. Like, again, I don't have a really big experience on audio editing, but I know how to go in there. I don't use Anchor to put the music in there or my intros. I do it like on Audacity, you know, like I go in there and I do it myself.
Yeah, no, Audacity is good. It's, I used to use it before to record, and I was even going to get into it before because I use it's called a DAW, digital something music something. I can't even think of the. What the letters are for, but what it is a DAW is something that allows you to plug in your instruments, make beats. So I have that. I have that. I use Fruity Loops, and that program is about $600, $700. I didn't pay that much, but that's how much it costs. And there's others out there like Ableton. And the reason why I use that is because maybe about 2.5 years ago, I got that for my son. I built like a little studio in my house with the soundproofing and speakers and stuff, right? And my son, he's a guitarist, so he already has a guitarist influence in him. And but he also likes making beats, right? So I bought the software, I bought him a laptop, everything. I set it up, dude. I bought it for him and also for me because I wanted to make my music, you know, like my old school fucking new wave music shit, right? So I've been making music. He's been making music. We first started with Ableton, and then we went somewhere to get the software. And the homie's like, nah, you know what? Because he was having trouble loading the Ableton. He's like, nah, you know what, homie? The Ableton. He's all, that's more for like live performances.
Mm-hmm.
He's all like, what you trying to make? You trying to make some beats? He's like, I'm gonna make these. Man, you need to use the Fruity Loops, man. That's an industry standard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, whatever, dog. And that is what they use. Like everyone that makes beats, like actual like rap beats and stuff like that, they use that Fruity Loops. And for the music that I like to make, they use Ableton. Because Ableton, what it does is like you can record like a keyboard part, a bass part, the drums, and what you do is you push a button and that engages. So when you go on live, you're like, hey, whatever. And then you can make the bass drop and you hit a button.
Yeah.
So that's for like more like live performance. But for me, the way that the music that I like to record and the music that I listen to, which is like the dark wave and or the cold wave and all that, you can pretty much, you don't need a drummer. You don't need a bassist because you record all that, right? So all you do is play the track back and whatever you want to play live, whatever instrument you want to play live, you omit that from the recording. So let's say I want to play guitar live on this track. I'll leave the guitar out and I'll play it live. If I want to play the keyboards, I'll leave the keyboards out and I'll play them live. And vice versa, the bass, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
Wait, then you put it together? Or were you...
You, in the recording, you can when I'm recording it, the way I start is I'll make a drum beat. Mm-hmm. I'll make a drum beat. I usually make, like, if it's like dark wave, it'll be like 137 to 147 BPMs. And then what I'll do is once I get that done, I'll make like a bass, like a synth bass, either a synth bass, which is like an arpeggiated bass, which is like that's arpeggiation, right? Or I'll hook up an electric bass and I'll record an electric bass. The cool thing is, once you record your bass, you can hook up like you can add chorus to the bass, a phaser, and it gives it a totally different sound, you know. And then once
they're like manipulating the sound, right?
You know, add like a keyboard, like a lead keyboard part. And pretty much it's like most songs are like there are 16 bars of singing and then it's like 8 bars of chorus and then 16 bars. So I structure all my songs like that. But I have like 30-something, 40-something songs that are just instrumentals waiting for me to fucking write some lyrics to sing over them. So speaking of all this, the music, the reason why my podcast sounds like that is because I have all that experience with producing music. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for me, dude. I just grab something, paste it, put it on there.
Yeah.
And I can lower the volume on a certain sound. It's hard. I think in order to be at that level, you have to have had that experience, which is like for me the 2.5 years that I have. In order for something to sound like that, or most podcasts that sound like mine, is they have a fucking whole team behind them. They have someone who writes it. They have somebody who fucking does the sound.
Yeah,
the editing. You know, like, what I mean? It's just me, like, dude.
Yeah,
you know
what? You're doing everything.
You know what else I do? I do my own silk screening, dude. I design my own shirts.
I silk screen
on myself. I do all that shit, dude. And part of it is, it's not because I think I'm a badass. I think it's because I learned to be like that. Because when I was younger, I didn't have any money, especially as a young parent. You're a young parent too, as well. You know, I was 20 years old when I was a dad, right? And so, when my car broke down, I didn't have money to go to the fucking shop and drop it off. Thank God I have that now, you know? Yeah. And I can fix my cars, but I said, you know, I'm too lazy. Let me go fucking pay $200 to replace my brakes, which I would never pay that before, you know? But now that I have the money, why not, you know? And I'm older and shit. But before, like, let's say my brakes would break down, I change the brakes out, fucking radiators. I know how to do all that shit. My refrigerator, I'd fucking fix it, everything. And that's because I think God gave me the gifts to be able to do all these things because I didn't have any money. But I have the brains, but I don't have the money. And some people don't have the brains or the knowledge, but they have the money to do it.
Right.
For me, I'd rather have the knowledge, dude, because then I could charge somebody else to do it, or, you know, I would never have to pay anybody unless I wanted to because I was being lazy, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So you have the privilege to do it at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think all that is because, like, again, it's not because I think I'm a badass and I'm some macho dude. That's not gonna fucking, it's just because and realistically, because I like to learn a lot of things. I like to know a lot of things. I might not be a master at them, but I know how to do a lot of things.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I make mascaras too, like wrestling masks. Fucking, I used to tailor my own shirts and stuff. I even cut my wife's hair before, like her bangs. I cut her bangs for her.
Damn. You know,
everything, dude. No, I cut hair too, tattoos.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, at the end of the day, you have to be a well-rounded person.
Yeah.
You know, and... Again, you don't have to necessarily be.
I mean,
it helps to be a master or something,
right?
Yeah,
but I'm all around it literally too because I'm fat, you know.
I got it.
But you know, I know what you mean. Nah, you know, yeah, but I think, I think if I was to sit there and master something, then I wouldn't know how to do so many things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
right? But and it makes you again well rounded, and you have like this broad like experience of what it is to do different things, right?
Yeah,
and that's all you can really want because you're really taking the time to, again, you're not just sitting in a comfort zone, you know, you're chasing something else.
Yeah, because I always get into something and I get into it like, fuck, because I'm real passionate, dude, so I get into it like fucking full on. And then, okay, what's the next thing? Fuck, let me get into this and just different things, you know. And I just want to, mainly, I want to inspire people too, like, you know, like, hey, I'm just an average person and you know, it just, if you want to learn something, just go out and do it, you know. Like, then if you never try, you're never going to learn.
Yeah, that's brings up the whole idea of like just challenging what you think you know.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're not and you're just being like, oh, I'm just going to listen to this podcast and think whatever they say is real, you know, but like, no, like go out there and like if you hear something that doesn't fit your narrative, like go search for it yourself, you know, don't just like sit around and pretend like, oh, I know what they're talking about.
You know? Or let that particular podcast shape your way of thinking.
Yeah.
You know, like on my podcast, I say it all the time. Look, if you don't fucking, don't believe what I'm saying. Don't believe what any other podcast are saying. Do the research yourself.
Yeah.
You know, don't just take what, maybe I'm crazy, but you go look it up yourself. Just the way I looked it up, and I can show you where I looked it up and what it is and why I believe this, you know?
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, have your sources and.
Yeah. Like, see, for like, I've had my brother on, and the podcasts with him are really, really good, dude, mm-hmm. because he's, in the beginning, I was like, damn, because like, he's not controversial. He's like kind of controversial before, but he calmed down a lot, you know, because he's a family man and shit, you know? But I was kind of concerned, like, fuck, maybe he's going to say some crazy shit. But no, because he's not going to say that because he doesn't believe that. And also because, like, you know, he's older now, but that's when we were kids, you know? But fuck, actually, it's like some of the best fucking episodes that I've had is, like, with my brother, dude, and my wife and my homegirl, Deanna. Some of the best ones, because I know, because people tell me, like, hey, this is fucking good. You got to have them back on, you know? And what thing my brother was saying that, like, the news is easy because the news, you just turn the TV on and people are telling you things, right? The news is easy because the news does not require work. Now, making your own research and reading and looking something up is going to require work. Most people are lazy, so they're not going to do that.
Yeah, they don't want to delve into that rabbit hole, you know? And it's like the whole thing with, like, this is going to sound a little crazy to people, okay? But back in 2019, I'm not saying it's a coincidence. I'm just saying it's just a little weird. But back in 2019, I think in October, they had this event called Event 501.
No, 201.
201.
Event 201, yeah.
And I remember seeing it when it was happening, because I went in. There was like a live stream happening or something. And I went on and I was watching it for like a good 40 minutes or something. And they had CEOs of like FedEx, UPS, like congressmen. Bill Gates, I think I was there at some point.
He's the one who threw it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, him and the foundation he has.
You know why they called it 201?
No.
Because every year, there's like about 200 events that happen every year. 200 events, right? And this was called Event 201. So it was like 201st event.
Like 200, like pandemic almost events or something.
Yeah, I think I read that. It even called it the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. It pretty much explained what we're going through right now.
Yes.
So it was all planned. He knew. The main thing about this guy is he wants to depopulize the world because there really is too many fucking people.
Yeah.
But he wants to take it into his own hands, you know, because nature's not working fast enough for him, you know. And he invested a bunch of money in the vaccines. He's making all kinds of fucking money because he invested on the vaccines.
Sorry, put this on mute.
It's the way I did it is because I have a, you know, I shouldn't have it, but fuck it, I have it because, I mean, I'm not, people might say I'm some type of conspiracy theorist or whatever, but if I was, I wouldn't have a phone. I wouldn't have Alexa. I have Alexa in my house. That bitch is listening to everything, dude. Sometimes you say something that sounds like Alexa. Huh? Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, what the fuck, you know? So I'm like, Alexa, what's Event 201? She's like, Event 201 is the blah, blah. She goes into it, right? And then at first it would say Bill Gates and blah, blah, blah. They talk about the corona vaccine. And then now I tried doing it again and they say it was a corona vaccine, but the coronavirus. But it has nothing to do with what's happening now. Like now they're kind of discrediting that shit. But in the beginning, I recorded that shit and it did say that, you know. So it was him that he had it all planned out, you know.
Yeah. And let me see if I can pull it up here on my computer.
But as far as like the coronavirus, I don't think it is. It is real, but I think it is the flu because thousands of people die of the flu every year, dude. Every year, right? All of a sudden, coronavirus comes out. And the flu is down 98%. That's impossible. Well, all I think that coronavirus is the flu rebranded. That's what I think it is, you know?
Yeah.
And as far as the shot, you know, like I said, yeah, if you want to get it, whatever. If you got it already, cool, whatever. But have you heard of what's called the magnet challenge?
The magnet challenge? Yeah. No, no.
Okay, what the magnet challenge is, if you know anybody who's been vaccinated, hopefully you don't, but if you do...
both my parents are
okay. Have them get a magnet and put it on the vaccination site, and it's gonna stick on there.
Damn,
and it'll stick. That's the latest thing, right? I tried posting that in my story. I posted it. One of my homeboys saw it. Shout out Nate Santos. He saw it and he goes, "Hey, bro, where can I find the original video?" I'm like, "Oh, let me get that for you." So I went back into my story. That shit was gone.
Damn,
they took it out.
Yeah,
and I'm not crazy because that really happened, dude. Like, because even he's like, "Hey, fool, it's not there no more." So what happens is. Whenever, I mean, what makes you believe that it's real and that there is something going on is when these guys go in there and remove it. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it is real and they don't want the public to know about it. Yeah. If it was some bullshit and we were all crazy and this is all fake, fuck it. Let them post whatever they want. But they're censoring everybody because they're speaking real shit, you know?
Yeah. I managed to pull up the official website. Yeah. It's centerforhealthsecurity.org. And it's just really brief breakdown. It says the John Hopkins Center for Health. Let me put this fucking brightness up. For health security, in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hosted event 201, a high-level pandemic exercise on October 18, 2019 in New York City. The exercise illustrated areas where public and private partnerships will be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and societal consequences. So this was October of 2019. I mean, according to what I've seen, it looks like they usually have these events like every couple of years or months or something. But this one in particular was talking about the coronavirus.
They say corona, they say it.
Yeah. And during the video, they're saying like, okay, well, what are we going to do if it happens this?
Yeah.
They were saying it was going to come out of Brazil and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And like, but it's weird, so weird to see that everything they were talking about kind of. Exactly. Yeah. And like, you're like, what the fuck?
I think they blame China because, you know, they're not cool with China.
Yeah, of course. It's like fucking branding them like World War II, you know, something.
Let's say back in the 80s, the Cold War. Oh, it was the fucking Russians.
Yeah.
If it would have been the 80s, it would have been the Russians.
Yeah. Right? You know, there was a reason why the Japanese were in concentration camps at some point, you know? Yeah. It's like.
And what I'm thinking is they're blaming them. And supposedly, the Chinese want to come. Attack us pretty soon is what they're saying, but I think they blame them. They made the supposed COVID-19. If you believe that it is real, supposedly it was made in a lab.
Yeah, I mean, I can believe that. You know, again, like people are like, man, these guys are fucking crazy. Now there's certain things that I do believe, and there's other things that I'm like, okay, I'm still not really certain on.
Yeah,
but one thing that is for certain is that, you know, governments in secret they're experimenting on things.
Yeah.
You know, they don't gotta fucking tell you or show you or show you a Facebook post like, hey, we're creating fucking mind control right now.
Yeah.
They're not gonna tell you that.
Yeah.
So the fact that you can believe that some sort of biological like thing was created in the lab and might have escaped, it's a big probability, you know? It sounds like a movie, but there's a big chance it could have been something like that.
Yeah, and then they show you in the movies what they're gonna do. Like they show you, man. So
and what do they tell you in the news? Oh no, that didn't happen. Like, what was it? Like bats, first bats and then I don't know what the fuck happened, but it spread to Europe and all this stuff. But
the funny thing is, what I've seen about the news is like, it's all the same narrative and they all say the same thing. I've seen videos where like countless news stations all over the United States, they say the same shit. They like line them up. We can stop prevent, and they all say the same. It all lines up. And then pretty soon they're all in unison because it's the same. They're saying the same shit.
Yeah.
They're various different clips, you know? So they all say the same shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's because at the end, again, whether people believe it or not, there's usually a hierarchy of who's controlling the magnitude of things, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's what it is.
It's like a small example, but it's like Disney. They control Marvel, Lucasfilms, and like all these other little branches of things.
Like, people don't know about Disneyland. Walt Disney was a pedophile and a Satanist. People don't know that. And they want to take their fucking kids there. Like, there's a Donald Duck that he's laying on his back so kids can ride that fool, like if they're riding him and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. For real, dude?
Yeah, there was some. I've seen some really weird pictures of like really weird.
Even
like,
in the posters, there's like penises in the posters and shit. In the
some Little Mermaid
that says sex on there and all this crazy shit, dude. And it's all subliminal. Like you might not see it, but your brain sees it subconsciously. Your brain can like for example, even in music, like music has all these back masking messages, right? And you might listen to a song the right way, but your brain can play it backwards and you get the message because your brain is so fucking powerful. People underestimate how powerful their brain is. Their mind is. Your mind is so powerful.
Yeah.
Your mind can help you heal yourself, or it can make you sad if you say, oh, fuck, I'm going to feel emo and I'm going to listen to fucking emo, Avenged Sevenfold shit. And you're going to make it, for example, I don't like but I want to make myself sad because I want to be, and you'll make yourself sad. Or like if you say, let's say you're lying at work. Oh, fucking, I feel sick. In a couple of days, you're gonna get sick because whatever you say, your tongue is so powerful, dude. It'll come to fruition mostly.
Yeah, for sure. The subconscious mind is very powerful as fuck.
Yeah,
like, you don't realize you're picking up, like you said, on these cues, and you know it brings up the whole idea, like what we mentioned earlier. It's like there's patents out there that are registered within the U.S. government library and stuff that are saying like, hey, like we're. I mean, I know for a fact. We'll wait for this car to pass here. HP Racing.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's the whole idea that these patents, like, sure, patents are, I can tell you, I'm gonna build flying boots and patent it, you know? I can easily go do that. I can just pay the money and they're gonna give me a patent. But there is patents that you regard as that if you want to take credit for the invention that you're making, you have to go through the legal process and register and this kind of shit.
Yeah, and they're out there for people to find, Like, just like fucking, like that MK Ultra and that
Microsoft shit. Like,
fuck. Like, there's a video with where Beyonce, she's like at a basketball game with Jay-Z, and she's like under a fucking, under mind control, dude. You know?
Yeah.
And then that fool Kanye West, like, I guess that mind control shit was wearing off, so he was having a concert, and he was spitting a bunch of real shit, like, oh, this is all fucking illusion, and they're controlling us, and shit like that. Next thing you know, he has to go to the hospital. Yeah. They say he's crazy because they had to program him again.
Yeah,
that's what happens when it wears off. They just program him again. You know, just like Britney Spears when she shaved her head, she had to get programmed again. They disappear. They say, oh, they're mentally ill. Or
it's so weird because if you go to Britney Spears' Instagram right now, she has videos. She's still uploading shit. I grew up with Britney Spears. I'm a 90s kid, you know. Okay. So she was like, I thought she was like my girlfriend. Hey, that's my girl.
Yeah.
And at some point, but. Like, now you see her, you're like, she's just a complete shadow of herself, and she looks like she kind of is losing her mind.
Fuck.
And it's kind of weird because you see, like, what the fuck happened to her? Like she, did she get a lobotomy or something? Yeah. Like shock treatment? Because it looks like she's just like, I'm not dissing anybody who's in that brain state.
But she's a part of the fucking industry, and for sure, it was caused by that.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, somebody who was born like that or whatever, we're not making fun of that, but we're speaking about people that are being controlled, you know, and she's one of them.
I want to bring up a little bit of facts on that MK Ultra. It's like, for people who don't know, you know, you hear it and you're like, oh yeah, it's mind control.
Yeah.
I mean, in essence, what they were really doing, they were just experimenting with LSD and like all these type of psychedelic drugs to try to control the human mind, you know, and by control, it means like being able to forget things that you said, you know, in case you snitch, you know, and all this was happening during the Cold War. Mm. The Cold War was just basically an arms race between Russia and the United States and the X country. But they were trying to see who can create the technology to be, you know, fucking beat the other.
Yeah.
And then, you know, during World War II, both Russia and the U.S. brought a bunch of Nazis and like all these Japanese scientists that were torturing people into the countries, you know, only because, you know,
to learn
exactly, because it's all about experimenting to trying to fucking create the future for the fucking for shit, you know. And you start thinking like, holy shit, like all this is just, there's really, it's not even a conspiracy, this is true.
Yeah, you know, just like sometimes I listen to the Mike Tyson podcast. It's called Hot Boxing, right?
Yeah.
And he's really big on that fucking, on the toad. Yeah, I smoked the toad and I used that, right? I go get smoked. He's all, it killed my ego. Like, he said he had an ego. He's like, man, ego, I went in there, I feel like I was going to die and shit. He says he did the toad and they kind of bury you or some shit and you feel like you're going to die. But then after that, he's like, oh, get me out of here. After that, he said he felt good because, like, he saw all the bad stuff that he did, and it kind of cleared his mind. So, dude, this guy's real fucking humble now. Really, really humble.
I mean, I've personally done mushrooms, and you do. There's this thing that happens during that whole process where it kind of breaks you down to your core. Like, you kind of find out what you're really afraid of, you know? Yeah. And, you know, depending on your mind, your state of mind, you come out better or not. You know, there's people who come out with horrible experiences. And some with great, you know, experiences.
See, but they say because what that does, that unlocks your pineal gland. And you start using it and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's huge. That's the reason why war on drugs exists. You know, like, they don't want you testing these things out on this stuff. Because once it's open, you become hyper aware of. Yeah. Exactly.
See, I was talking when I had Marvelous on. Shout out Marvelous. We're talking about that, how the water in the Florida, it all calcifies your pineal gland.
Even your deodorant has aluminum, you know?
Yeah. So, okay, like somebody like me, someone like you who sees what's really happening, sees the lies, and sees the truth, does that mean that we haven't been affected that much by it? Or, I mean, that's what I think about. Like, how is it that certain people do see through the bullshit and some are like just fucking sheep and they want to, it's okay, you know?
Yeah.
What is it? Like, what is it about me? Like, why? Is it just the way my mind is, or have I unlocked more of that? Or what is it, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I would love to answer that question, right? But I think it's more of a, like, I don't know. Like, maybe it's just the type of person that you've been driven to be. Because, again, you're about questioning things. Like, okay, does this really make sense? Yeah. Like, not really. Like, or you see evidence that's kind of like, you know, it's flip-flopping.
But you know what? Realistically, it's, I know it's going to sound dumb, but it should be common sense, but to say common sense isn't common, but it should be common sense. If certain things are adding up,
yeah,
people should be smart enough to say, hey, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah, like, and okay, so I'm going to get a shot for some illness that I've never had before. And when I get it, I might die or something might happen to me, but I'm still going to get it even though I'm perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
I mean, one thing I do want to make clear, at least for myself, is that I do believe that, okay, first of all, okay, was this whole COVID stuff politicized? Yes.
Yeah.
I 100% believe it was. Now, do I believe that there was a virus going around, like, killing a bunch of people? Yeah. I do believe that.
Yeah.
Because it's happened before. Mm-hmm. Now, was it at the rates of what people were saying? Maybe they could have boosted the numbers. I believe that they can. Because what do you do with when you're trying to push an agenda? You're trying to instill fear.
Yeah, fear.
What does fear do? It's, you know, it's like example, like, just I've been into crypto stocks and shit. So people are like, and when they're in fear, they're just selling like, oh, fuck, let's get rid of this. Because you just want to get out of the bad situation. So in order to get out of this bad situation, you're inclined to follow the herd. Like, okay, where is this thing going? Okay, everybody's going that way. I'm just going to fucking follow.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like, you know, if it was me, wait it out or go around the mountain or something or do something else, you know? But again, I think it comes to a point where, you know what I think it might be? I think it's a fact that you don't stop researching.
Okay.
Like that you start reading. You know, you continue to read and you continue to push yourself to go deeper into those holes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think once you're inclined to go deeper, you start realizing how things start connecting.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it starts growing validity in terms of what you're trying to to not convince, because you're not trying to convince anybody.
I'm just putting I just feel in my heart today, whatever I know, I should try to share it. And if you want to pay attention to it, pay attention to it. If not, then fuck it. You make your own choice, you know. In the end, I'm not holding a gun to no one's head, you know. It's up to you.
Yeah.
And then also, it might seem like I'm consumed by this and like I'm fucking in fear. Oh, they're watching me. No, it's just like I just like to know all this information.
Yeah.
I'd like to know the truth, but that doesn't mean I'm like, oh fuck, they're watching me, which I know they are. They're watching everything, you know. Your phone is listening. Like all of a sudden right now, I could be talking about a certain type of shoe tomorrow. Like, oh, what the fuck? I was talking about these fucking shoes. I was talking about tattoo machines and shit. All of a sudden a bunch of tattoo machines started coming out on my Instagram feed. So they listen because that's how they advertise.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, that's how they keep the platform that you're using free.
And then also like, it's not like I'm like, oh shit, I'm afraid of the shot because I'm going to get a chip. Dude, I have multiple chips on me. My credit cards have chips. My ATM card has a chip. My phone has the chip. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm not afraid of the fucking chip. You know what I mean? I just don't want that shit in my body.
You know what I mean? Right. That's you
know
what?
You know?
Walking around with it.
Yeah. Mm. So it's not like I, you know, I might seem like that. Like, oh, this was fucking crazy and he's afraid. No, I'm not afraid. I mean, and also like, if I was afraid, because I know they're real and I know they can go after you. They actually froze my wife and I's fucking bank cards. They froze them and shit. Yeah. I was looking into something it was called Truth Finder. I looked up my name. I made sure it was me. Did you live in these addresses? Did you have that bank account, whatever? And it said, oh, you're on a FBI watch list because you could be a part of a radical fucking group, whatever, right? Okay, whatever. And then, you know, Anchor demonetized me because Spotify bought them out now.
Yeah.
And, I guess if you're like a free thinker, if you talk about certain things like I do, like for example, Joe Rogan is a part of Spotify now, which owns Anchor, and a lot of his episodes that have like free thinkers or people who are trying to teach.
They've been like taken down.
They take them down. Mm-hmm. So I know that they're going to do that. And that's what they did. That's what they stopped. You know, because before I would have the little commercial. Hey, have you heard about Anchor? Let me fucking tell you. Anybody can make a fucking podcast.
Yeah,
right?
I get a few cents, like 1 cent or something.
Down.
Yeah.
I took it down. And now I use Podbean and, what's cool is that, you know, I use Patreon now to help me fund whatever it is that I do, you know, and I got a couple supporters that are patrons and they help me with that because there's a fee for the Podbean and shit. And also they get cool shit because I'm always making merch. Like every 2 months I'm making a t-shirt. And so I'll send them a t-shirt and shit like that, stickers. You know, I'm always doing stuff like that. So for me, that helps me. That's how I get my supporters from the Patreons. Before it was from the
Anchor,
but, you know, they got rid of it.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's going to happen. Like I mentioned earlier, like at some, like I don't even share stuff like that's like, oh, like don't fucking vaccine yourself, you know, but you get these tags where it says, oh, this post may have information on COVID-19 from the World Health Organization. Yeah. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like
the way to go around that I discovered and it works. If you have a picture and it says COVID, if it says vaccine, all you got to do is cover the word partially with a GIF or something, or a GIF, whatever they call it, and they won't flag it, dude. That's what I do on my stories.
Yeah.
I'll cover it, or I'll fucking spell vaccine, VA, and like some, like a going money around sign
the
system, or some
shit. So that way it comes up under that hashtag.
And it won't come up, dude. And it won't come up, and people will get to see it. If not, they'll shadow ban it, and people won't see it.
Yeah. And I totally just remember my other point to the, my whole, like, personal thing. Like, I believe COVID, like, with that whole idea, like I had it, dude, and I'm 30 years old. I'm pretty, like, I work out, like, often. Not, like, fuck, I don't look it, but, like, you know, I go work out and
you're
stuff
like
every
in
now
shape,
and then. In shape, air quote, shape. But, dude, when I got that shit, I did feel like, dude, I honestly thought I was gonna die at some point.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. I was in my bed, like, curled up like a fucking fetal, like, position. Like, oh. My lungs haven't really been the same. Like, one of my lungs hasn't been really the same. But I also
I don't think the marijuana fucking helps. That shit fucks them up, dude. My stepdad, he fucking smoked weed ever since I was a little kid, dude. I was getting fucking hawking loogies and shit every fucking morning and shit. So that shit doesn't help either, the fucking marijuana. It could be that shit, you know?
Yeah.
Messing no, up but your I mean, air sacs with phlegms.
I mean, I can understand that, but for sure it didn't happen till, because my girlfriend tested positive.
After.
Yeah, till after. And then since then, it hasn't just been like, I could still run, I could still do things, but every now and then it just kind of, I do get this, like, this ache. And it's like, okay.
Like in your lungs?
And just in one, like on one side. Yeah.
On the back, like on your back?
On the back, yeah.
Okay.
So it's only like in the nights, I guess when I only breathe really cold air, that's when it starts hurting. But
but that's a Mexican thing that people don't believe. It's like, let's say te entra frío. It could be that shit, you know? Like, let's say
I'm hoping it's not something else.
Like when you take a shower and you go out there, sometimes your ears start hurting porque te entra aire.
Yeah, my mom did some
mentosas. You know, you gotta put a cigarette in there and get the air out, or a cone, you ever try that?
Yeah, that's just awesome.
That shit works, dude.
And you're like, oh fuck, I can hear again.
Yeah, one time I did that at the old dealership I was at, and the homie Tony, shout out Tony, he goes, started recording me because I'm like, hey, who has a cigarette? I put a fucking cigarette and I started smoking it with my ear, dude.
It's fucking, I forgot we tried that, but they also took out some wax out.
Oh, like supposedly that's fake. Supposedly the candle, it's a candle. You put a candle, but it's like a cone that has candle wax in it. And when you unroll it, you see all that fucking candle wax and stuff.
Motherfucking liars.
I try not to use Q-tips. I use them a little bit.
Yeah.
But what I do is, I have like a little, they're like, you know, those when you go to the groceries, they have those little ties.
The green ones?
Like, yeah. The green ones. But these are like plastic coated because they're for like, for hanging something else. What I'll do is I'll get that and I'll wrap it around a pen and I'll twist it so it's round.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that in my ear and it's kind of like a spoon.
Fun.
So my ears are clean. Dude. Because I want to go check out my ears and they let me borrow some hearing aids to see. Mm. They were trying to sell them to me. They said, oh, your ears are pretty clean. I'm like, oh, cool, you know? But they're not supposed to be that clean because the wax is there to protect you from like stuff going in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they say the doctor don't ever use anything bigger than your elbow to put in your ear. And what the fuck? you can't put anything in there, you know?
Yeah, dude.
What looks kind of cool is like in China for like 50 cents, they'll do the fucking, they'll clean your ear and shit. The ear cleaning. Have you seen that before?
No.
And they'll put like a little fucking, like a feather and they'll spin it.
What the fuck?
They'll kind of warm up your ear. They get all kinds of wax out of there, dude.
Oh shit! Okay,
but I don't know how fucking clean and sanitary those fucking tools are. But it looks like they're brand new. They keep using new ones and shit. You know,
same fucking one over and same over. Everybody's earwax. It's worse.
It's somebody else's fucking earwax.
Dude, honestly, that'd be pretty interesting to do.
Yeah, but, or like, have you seen those Indian head massages?
Yeah,
that shit looks. I would get that shit done. You know, but they don't have it here.
It's funny how like there's like your body. You know, like again, your body is built to an extent to help you defend. Like from the outside,
the antibodies.
You know. So you have all these systems in your body that are just able to do things.
The white blood cells,
but they're being suppressed in one way or another.
Yeah, what I heard, this is like breaking news that I just heard this recently, that the shot, if you get the shot, it stops your natural antibodies from working. It shuts them down.
Yeah,
that's supposedly what's happening. That's what the shot's doing. Also, this just got released today. You know what OSHA is?
Yeah.
OSHA, okay. OSHA says, okay, the president wants to change all these fucking laws. Okay. If your employer is making it mandatory for you to get vaccinated, OSHA passed a law saying that if they're making it mandatory, then once you are vaccinated and something happens, they become liable.
But the company becomes liable?
The company becomes liable.
Okay.
So That's the fucking best news I heard.
Yeah, I mean, because I want to reiterate on the whole thing. Someone's got to be liable. Somebody does have to be liable.
Because they're not liable.
Yeah.
For example, let's say, today, I don't want to mention the place because the place has been around for a long time, but I ate some Argentinian food. There was a fucking milanesa.
Mm.
And I got choro. You know, luckily, I haven't had to use the restroom yet here, but I got that, right? Let's say it was worse and I got food poisoning, right? I can sue that place. I can sue that restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you get this shot, and you fucking die or part of your body becomes fucking paralyzed, right?
Yeah.
You have a heart attack. You can't sue the company. So yeah. It makes no fucking sense.
Why or the vaccination that? Company.
You can't sue the vaccination company. But I can sue the food place because yeah. I got fucking choro or food poisoning. So it makes no sense, dude. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think if it was really that safe, then you should be able to sue them. Just like Johnson & Johnson with the powder.
The blood clot.
They're getting sued.
Yeah.
No, because before the blood clot, see, I knew... And it wasn't a good idea for people to get that because before that, you know what, the talco for the babies and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess women will put that down there so it stays dry and stuff, you know? So it gave a lot of women cancer.
Mm.
And their women were suing Johnson & Johnson
yeah.
because they got
yeah,
cancer I've seen some down lawsuits, there, yeah. right? Maybe in their reproductive systems. And so Johnson & Johnson, people started getting the blood clots, right? And there's a homeboy, too, that he said that his baby mama got it and the next day she got a heart attack.
Oh, fuck.
So it's like, dude, like... Why would I want to get that? I mean, I'm not healthy. I fucking have high blood pressure. Yeah. I'm overweight. But I've never got that fucking disease. But what it is like they want to scare people so much that from a disease that maybe you'll never fucking get the disease. Yeah. I never got it, right? Or the virus, whatever. That they want to scare you so much that you're going to take a fucking experimental drug and you're healthy and you've never had fucking COVID. Or maybe if you did yeah. have COVID, you survived it. Like, you survived it, right?
Yeah.
You're fine. Maybe your lungs hurt a little bit, but you're okay. But they want to scare you enough to get that fucking shot. And they're pushing the shot so much that Krispy Kreme is giving away fucking donuts.
Oh, that's tempting that.
Me, but fuck it. I went out there and I bought some today myself. I'm not going to get a shot.
Yeah,
know?
I saw that.
Or a cheeseburger.
They're trying to incentivize you to go out there and get
and
it.
And now they're trying to do like weed and stuff. Okay, yeah. Now by giving away weed and cheeseburgers and food, like who are they aiming? They're aiming at the minorities and stuff. Oh, mm-hmm. I want to get a fucking dime and shit or whatever, you know? Whatever it is that people use nowadays.
Yeah.
So they're aiming at certain people, you know? And I think it sucks because there's people that are like, oh, yeah, look, I got my fucking free donuts and shit because I got a fucking shot. Like, you know, and I joked around and I got a blank vaccination card off the internet and I put my name on it. And that for the first dose, mm-hmm. fuck you. Second dose, fuck you. Third dose, fuck no. You know, if there's a third dose, whatever, you know, yeah. just fucking around, you know. And a lot of people liked it. A lot of people didn't like it. Oh, why are you afraid of the shot? Like, trust me, dog. I'm not afraid of no fucking shot, dog.
Yeah,
I'm not a fucking afraid of no shot. And people might think that I'm afraid of the shot. No, no, it's not that yeah. I'm afraid of the shot. I'll get a shot. I'll get a tattoo. Whatever. Whatever it is yeah. I got to do. I got to get my leg cut off. Whatever. But if it's because I need it, this is just something I don't need it at right
yeah,
now.
And at the end, again, it's about having the – like, I mean, sure, the whole is like, you should do it. There's billboards that you see. You're like, you should do it for grandma. It's like, okay, fine. People haven't seen their grandma in a year.
Yeah.
Like, fine. If that's your, if when that's how you want to do grandma? It.
People only see their fucking in-laws during the holidays, dude.
It's you know true. I mean? It's true. Oh, fuck. My hand got stuck, bro.
Right? So it's like, it makes no sense, dude. Like, you don't even see these, or when there's a fucking funeral.
My grandma.
Or you go see them when they're dead. Fuck. Like, okay. You know?
Yeah. And I strongly believe that it should be about whether you want to do it or not.
Yeah.
Now, they try to convince you like, oh, it's about trying to do the herd. And now one part that does bother me yeah. is like, so on my job right now, we still have a minimum of people who can be in there, so on and so forth. But I believe sometime, I think they announced already, I don't know if it took effect in California yet, but they announced that people who are fully vaccinated, they can go in there without a mask. It could yeah. be indoors. But now I'm thinking like, okay, this is me maybe yeah. just my narrow-minded thinking.
How do they know?
But exactly, what am I going to do? Like, hey, show me your vaccination yeah, card. Yeah. Like, to me, again, maybe a horrible comparison, but it's just like Nazi Germany. Like, you have to wear this fucking star to prove, like, yeah. you're good. Like,
that's what it is.
And if not, I'm discriminating.
That's what this country's becoming. It's becoming they want it to be like China. They want it to be communist. And all that thinking is from, like, the college liberals and shit. That's where yeah. it comes from. It comes from. And these are people that are, for example... It'll be like white people, white Americans that are in college that'll be like, oh, white people are racist. Like, dude, you're fucking white, dog. You realize that you're fucking white? I don't need you to speak out for me that I'm oppressed. If I need to do something, I'm going to do it. And if I need to get something done, I'm going to do it. I don't need you guys to you know, sympathize towards me or towards the black. Oh, Black Lives Matter and shit. Like, when I see people, when I see white people with that sticker, I'm like, fuck, they do. They have that sticker on so they don't get their fucking their car fucked up or vandalized. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, dude, like they don't. And
protect your badge.
What's messed up too is like people get confused with like woke. Like for me, real woke is someone like me. Someone that actually questions and really knows what's happening. But woke really now is like some liberal person that fucking is with whatever, like a sheeple person. That's really a woke person. Really. It's not what it used to be before. Somebody who actually knows what's going on. And
yeah, truth, right. Yeah. The term has gotten twisted at this point.
And then too, like, I'm a big Morrissey fan. And Morrissey says, like, he's like, you know what? Like now, like the with political and stuff like that, it's like, the left has become the right and the right has become the left. Like now, for example, in Huntington Beach, Republicans, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, we're not going to wear a mask. That's something that liberals would do before. We're free. We're not going to wear a mask. Now liberals are like, you better wear your mask. Yeah. You know what I mean? So the roles have changed, you know, and, but for me, I'm more of a centrist, especially because I'm a father, you know, I have kids. So for me, it's like, I used to be more towards the Democratic side, but since I have my kids, I'm like, nah, dude, I'm anti-abortion and I'm against what all these new things that are coming up. And my mom always asks me, hey, you should have another kid. I'm like, nah, dude, this world is fucked up. It's a fucked up world, you know, and it's only getting worse, you know, like values, everything is just going away, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's really easy for people to, like, again, like when we mentioned about the bubble earlier. It's like when you hear something that's not part of your narrative, it's easy for you to be triggered. Yeah. And when that happens, because of the way that we are being raised, is that you don't really know how to react to these things outside of just panicking.
Yeah.
You know, you're panicking and you're like, oh, fuck. And you're just going based off the, like, you're on the full defensive mode, you know?
And literally the word triggered, like, I don't like it, but you know, I use it sometimes because it's used and it means a certain thing, you know, and it means exactly what it's describing. People get triggered, like they, like what you mentioned, they fucking panic, like, argh! Instead of being like civilized and be like, hey, you know what, I don't agree with that, but like, why do you agree? Like, why do you agree with that, or why do you say that? You know, like be a fucking adult instead of fucking crying about it. Like, oh, you know what, I don't like the fact that you said that. Why did you say that, or why do you believe that? And then. Be like a civilized fucking human being and get their point of view. Why they think that way, and why you don't agree with that, and why that bothered you. Instead of like, oh fuck, you know, he said this fucking certain word, now I'm fucking triggered. You know, it's like, it makes no sense.
To me, again, this is I'm nobody, but to me, it's about context. Like, how are you saying these things in context? Now, if you want to believe certain ways, like, I can't change your mind.
Yeah.
But the only thing I could do is, okay, let me hear you out. Let me try to understand where you're coming from. That way, I can understand, like, okay, maybe I can't change this person, but I can take their worldview and see how I can use that to try to make, I don't know, whatever you want to mold into something better.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all you can really do. Because at the end, if you're trying to push anything onto anybody, people are going to reject it.
Yeah.
It's like when you see the lady in the corner screaming about, like, Jehovah Witness and all that stuff. Yeah. No offense to Jehovah Witnesses. Yeah. But don't come to my door. You show up, you know, in the corner, they're screaming, like, you know, about you're all gonna go to hell and all this stuff, and you're like, lady, that's not gonna help me. We just want to go to your church.
You know,
you're not gonna, maybe some people, again, it's about the fear.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, what are you afraid of? Like, are you afraid of being oppressed? Do you fear the feeling of thinking somebody's oppressing you or not?
Yeah,
I don't even know if that made sense.
See, but that's the thing, like, people, they let's say, for example, if you have a certain opinion about certain things, or if you disagree with it, instead of them, like for me, the way I work, if somebody thinks a certain way different from me, I like to ask them questions like, well, why do you believe this?
Yeah.
Or why is this cool? You know, like, why do you believe this? And that way I get an understanding of why they feel like that. And then I put it into my life. Okay, well, I don't think that way, so I'm different. Instead of saying like, oh, you're fucking wrong, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I like to get their perspective, because everyone has a perspective, and everyone has whatever they believe is it. That's it for them, for the individual person. So we have to respect that, but at the same time, it's like, fuck, if you don't like what they're doing, or like if you don't like what you're seeing on TV, or if you don't like what you're listening to, just turn it off. Like, especially it comes back to that cancel culture. Like, why does it have to be canceled? Maybe it's just because it's not for you. That's like some little kid selfish shit, you know?
Yeah,
it is.
No, and you know, to an extent, I think when the idea of cancel culture started with, trying to put people, make people accountable for certain things. People, things that were legitimately bad.
Yeah, that makes sense. Somebody like Bill Cosby and shit, you know?
You know, yeah, exactly. You know, then, okay, go. Cancel culture, go after him.
Yeah.
But you hear somebody say, like, right now, you know,
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew. Perfect example. Yeah. It's like, nah, come on. Like, it's a fucking cartoon, you know? Yeah. But again, yes, certain culture, certain things in our culture reflect our society.
Yeah.
But again, like, what is society if we're not documenting who we are as a history, species? Dude, you know,
that's supposed to be left there. It, just like with the Mother Seuss, Dr. Goose. Dr. Seuss, right? Like, that's a book that was printed a long time ago. Yes, maybe he had some racial stuff, but get rid of those books. Not, don't cancel him. This is because then you're canceling history. And I think if you cancel history, and you don't see the example of it, you're bound to repeat what was done, because you didn't see the example of it. You didn't see it. You didn't see the like this bad thing happen before. So you're going to do it again. You're not going to see that example.
Yeah.
And that brings for me, for example, like when I was a kid, I used to watch Faces of Death. Right. And the reason why I watched it is because I like watching that kind of crazy shit. But I took it as a lesson. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going to jump into a fucking lake that has crocodiles. I'm not going to fucking get a gun and fuck around with it and play with it. You know, I took it as a lesson. Like, these people died, but I'm going to learn from their mistake and I'm not going to do the same thing. So I look at life like that, too. That's why I'm always observing people when I'm driving around or just seeing different walks of life. You know, that way you get it, because you don't live that life. You'll learn something from it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting that you said that, because I feel the same way about that. Like, I purposely, not because I'm like, I don't even know if sadistic is the right word, but like, or like, I'm like, love gore and shit, but like, I'll intentionally sometimes go out of my way to go to like hood clips or like weird, not weird, but like real
stuff.
Fucking that shit
happens every fucking day,
you know, like, oh, in Brazil, this guy gets kidnapped and shot in the head, like, oh, I'm interested, or I'll see it, like, oh fuck, I'm not gonna walk around at night, like, you know, or get in an Uber and like randomly, like, I'm when I'm surviving in the world, I'm looking for ways of like, okay, how am I going to get out of this situation? Okay,
that's smart.
You know? See,
that brings it back to my take on it too, is it makes you more aware of your surroundings. Like my kids, I teach them like, hey, whenever you're somewhere, always look around, look at who's around you, what they're doing.
Yeah.
In a sense, it kind of makes them paranoid, because I'm really fucking paranoid, but it's better to be like that than to get caught slipping without not knowing, you know, hey, if you're looking, okay, let's see if there's a weird guy, let's see if there's a
crack
or something.
It's just analyzing your environment.
Yeah, or like, let's say my wife, if you're in the women's section and you see some weird ass bicep dude and they're right there lurking around there, what the fuck is he doing there? He doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that. So my kids, like, will be somewhere like, hey, look, dad, see that guy? Okay, cool. You see him, you gotta be aware of your surroundings.
Exactly.
Aware of your exes.
Not be
just
like taken aback.
You gotta be smart. You gotta be smart about it, dude. I mean, I'm not like that all the fucking time. But when I'm like that a lot is like when I'm at shows and there's like fucking pits and people are fucking crowd surfing, you can't even enjoy the show. So especially when people are like fucking crowd surfing on top and they're carrying them, dude, what I do is I launch them, or I pull them down and I throw them on the floor, dude. Because then you get kicked in the head.
Yeah,
and
I've been kicked in the face a few times.
You can't even enjoy the show, dude.
Yeah, I used to go to punk shows back when I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
And back to back.
Yeah,
I hated those people. Dude. Yeah, people landing on your head and your neck hurting for like 3 days after.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But again, it comes back to the whole thing. Just being aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Like, I don't watch those videos to just, like, please some dark side of me. You know, it's more like, oh, shit. Like, I even watch, this is a page I follow, Nature is Metal. And it's just, like, National Geographic on steroids.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Real animal shit.
What's it called? Nature is Metal?
Yeah, Nature is Metal.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, lions, like, their hunt, and like, or bears, or just, like, these animal encounters that you normally don't see. But you see how raw nature is, you know, it doesn't give a fuck whether you're black, Chinese,
they don't care, dude.
It's just about survival, you know, and you realize, like, okay, what separates us this from this as a species, you know, and it's supposed to be our common sense, or our ability to fucking think for ourselves. Yeah. But again, it's me, it's like, do whatever you want, like, you want to feel a certain way about a certain topic, that's not up to me, like, it's just try to research it. Like, if at the end you research it and you still think that way, like, fuck it, you know. But just don't be an asshole, like, don't be a fucking douchebag. But fuck it, you know. But I'm not here to change anybody's mind, you know. And like, I know for a fact you've mentioned a lot of times where people are like, you know, they think you're provocative and all this stuff, but at the same time, it's
I don't get it. Like, people, like, I'm labeled as controversial, provocative, but I'm not trying to be anything. I'm just trying to be myself. But it's like, maybe it comes out like that because, you know why it comes out like that? Because a lot of podcasters and people don't touch on those subjects.
Yeah.
And that's why it's controversy, because everyone's like, oh, yeah, the latest fucking hip hop song came out. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's fucking, you know. And I'm like, no, this is happening. This vaccine is doing this to you, or this is happening to this group of people, or I feel this way about it, you know. So I'm telling you real shit. And most people don't want to do that because they're afraid that they're going to get canceled, that people aren't going to like them. But for me, I always say is like the podcast, I don't make it for everybody. It's a certain type of people that are going to relate to it. And if you do, you do. If you don't, fuck it. Go listen to something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not worried about that. And I'm not trying to cater to them. Because then if you do that, it's like, you're not going to be true to yourself. Or you're going to hate doing what you do.
Yeah.
Like right now, I love it. It's cool. And the way I do it, it's kind of hard because sometimes I fucking, that week, I better get a guest so I can release something. It's not like I have them backed up. The reason why I don't do the backup ones I mentioned earlier is because, like, sometimes I go over topics and they're going to be dated. Like, fuck, that shit happened 3 months ago. He's been releasing it. And that's why I don't do it. That's why I try to do it kind of more current.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Shit moves fucking fast.
Yeah, like we talked about the magnet challenge. Let's say you waited like a month or 2 months. Nah, that shit was fucking 2 months ago. What is this talking about? You know what I mean? Yeah. Now it's
everybody
Alfredo challenge or some shit, you know? It's like some other shit, you know? Your eyes are turning red now or something like that, you know? Like, so I like to release something like that. Like sometimes it's like, fuck, like, I only have a couple days and it's going to be Saturday already. I don't have a fucking guest or whatever, you know? But luckily with those, like sometimes my kids or my wife will jump out with me. And people like, they like hearing those with my wife too and with my kids and my brother, because it's like a real life interaction. We know each other. So it's like nonstop, and it's like more from the heart and stuff. But these, like this right here is cool, man. I thought you were going to cut me off after like half an hour because it sucked, but we're still going. And I don't care about the time, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, sometimes I try to do them like an hour and a half. If I do an episode and it's like 2 hours, I kind of split it. I'd be like part one, will be 1 hour. Most people, their attention span is like real fucking short, you know what I mean? Unless you engage them, you know? Because I hear like the first couple of minutes has got to be like, you got to hit them with the shit. So, because sometimes people will listen like, because dude, there's podcasts that people, they'll like, you know, those fools that like repost podcasts, right? And I'll be like, oh, shit, let me check it out, right? And I'll check it out. And the host is like, yeah, so today I was reading a book. And the whole fucking podcast is like that. It's like fucking monotone. That kind of shit will put me to sleep, dude.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no passion. There's no character. There's like, it's just like monotone, dude. I try checking it out because I want to support, you know, oh, this guy likes it.
Yeah, but you got to be true. You know, you got to be real. Like sometimes that, it's like music. Not every song you come across, you enjoy, you know, you're like some things you like, some things you don't.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with podcasts. Yeah. Some people like, got it.
I don't know if you heard of those dudes. Ask the Fellas. You heard of those guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those guys are pretty cool. Like, they follow me and I follow them back. But a couple of they all have their individual, you know, fucking IGs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, like, he's like, hey, bro, what's up with this? Oh, yeah, I posted this. And like, hey, yeah, this guy listens to a lot of podcasts. I don't know how he does it. I'm like, I don't know how he fucking does it either. And most of those fucking podcasts he listens to fucking suck. So I don't know how the fuck he does it, dude. Because, like, I give so many podcasts a chance and I try to listen to them. And it's like, fuck, you know what? It's not for me, dude. Like, sometimes it could be that the episode sucks. So you try another episode and it's like, it's the same fucking shit over and all over again, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it takes work. It takes work to try to, like sustain a podcast, you know? People think it's just sitting down and talking to each other. Dude,
hard.
I was here like 2 hours before, like trying to push the buttons, like, you know, and after this, when we're done, I'm gonna spend like 2 hours listening to it and then, you know, going in there, just adding music, doing little changes.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's a lot of work that goes into it, you know?
See, I mean, I was gonna start saying it like, you know, in July when it's been a year officially, we're close to that, but it's just in my mind already. Like, I've been telling myself, like, look, like, I like doing it. Right now, it's fun. It's cool. And originally, I wanted to do it because I wanted to share stories of my life growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
So, like, in the beginning, that's what you hear, like, from, like, 1 to 5, even so 1 to 6 are mixed in. And so, I speak about my life. But I'm kind of running out of stories from my life. Now it's like I'm trying to interview more people and stuff like that. And it's not necessarily celebrities or nothing like that, because sometimes like those people aren't even interesting. Sometimes it's like somebody who doesn't even have an Instagram that's really interesting, that has a really interesting story.
Yeah,
and I noticed that people relate to that. People relate to people who actually just a regular, you know, regular person just like them, you know, and they relate to that. Oh, fuck, they went to that shit too. I went to that shit too. And I can relate to it. People like that, you know, misery loves company, you know, it's the truth. And, And you there's some comfort in that. Fuck, this person went through that shit too, and so I can relate to it. Someone else, it's how it is. That's how we are as human beings, you know. So, but what the idea I have in my mind now is like, okay, like by next year, what is it, 2022 July, if I don't have an X amount of listens, then I'm gonna stop doing it. Right now, it's okay, listens and shit, based on what other people have.
Yeah.
But if it's like I want it to be at a certain level, at least like 1,000 listens, per episode. And if not, then I'm gonna stop doing it, And not because I'm quitting or nothing like that. It's just like I'm doing it so people can hear it, And if not enough people are hearing it, it's like, why am I doing it? At least I did it and I did something, and it's gonna stay there forever.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Whenever, even when I'm gone, you're gonna be able to hear it, and you're gonna hear me on it. But I'm doing it because I want people to hear it. And so, also, one thing I always stress is that, like, it doesn't matter how good your podcast is if nobody can hear it, if no one knows about it. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. So that's why I try to post about it and shit like that. And it's like, because, dude, it could be really, really, really fucking good. And, like, let's say, for example, a big one. Let's say we always say fucking Joe Rogan because that's, like, the biggest one, right? But let's say if he didn't have that name, it's big because of his name, right? Because people know who the fuck he is. And it is good. It is good. But, like, let's say a podcast that's that good, if people don't know about it, it could be good as fuck, but no one knows about it. So who's going to listen to it? That's the main thing, is people have to hear it. And also, the listeners, you guys that are listening right now, if you like a podcast, you make sure you tell everybody about it. Especially, like, in our community. Yeah. I know you don't consider yourself like a Latino or Mexican podcast. But even if we don't want to consider ourselves that, that's what we are. Because, at our core, that's what we are. Like, me, I'm first generation. That's what I am. Mm. So I can tell, because that's what I appeal to, people that can relate to my stories and what I bring to the table, So that's, I'm doing it mainly for the people and for them. And it's not, I don't want to be in a category, but that's what I am. That's what I am, I'm Mexican. That's what the fuck I am. That's what I'm going to attract. So I want to keep doing it. I never want to be known as a quitter, but it's like, you have to have goals and certain things that you want to meet. And if you don't want to meet them, then fuck it. Cause right now my music is in the back burner.
Yeah.
Right now it's podcasting. Cause that's what I've got the most success in it. On and things that I do, but I kind of add music a little bit, some of my music added in there and shit, but that's my plan, like by next year, if like I don't get 1,000 listens per episode, then I'm gonna stop doing
it. No, I mean, ultimately it's good to have like some sort of like a set,
you have to have a goal,
like a milestone, like if you don't, and like you said, it's you're reaching the milestone, so it's not like you're just quitting right now. It's more like you give yourself a milestone. If that doesn't necessarily happen, I mean, it's cool to just, throw in the towel and be like, but dude, I did the fight.
I know, it sounds crazy because I know people who have been doing it for 3 years, 4 years. But I know a podcast has been doing it for 3 years and they average about 1,000 an episode,
Yeah.
But of course, they've got a business behind it and they've got
like a
foundation. So that helps. I don't have none of that shit,
Yeah.
It's just word of mouth, And that's what I stress. Hey, if you like it, tell everybody. Dude, tell your grandma, tell your mom, because as our people, we don't even know what a podcast is. Someone's all told me, hey, you know what a podcast? Nah, I don't know what that is, bro.
Yeah, they're just
Hey, where can I find your podcast? Mm-hmm. Just Google my fucking name and it shows up. And that's something that's cool. Like, you Google Ranty Ramos and I show up. So, fuck yeah. That's an accomplishment to me.
That's how you know it stands out, too, Because, otherwise you would have, like, fucking, you're in the last listing and shit.
It comes out. It's the first thing that comes out.
Yeah, one of my cousins, he's 13, he's like, hey, haz un podcast en español. And I'm like,
cool, I'll try. Like an episode or a whole podcast?
No, a whole podcast. A whole episode.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I'm against.
I want to do one in Spanish because that's my first language. I'm fluent in Spanish.
Yeah. My Spanish has definitely taken a toll in the last couple of years, but I can still talk it, but like I'm going to be getting stuck every other word,
Are you like, me gusta comer?
No, tampoco así. No, te puedo hablar bien. But I see what's the word that people say? What was the word? Gusta? No, it's not gusto.
Me encanta. Me encanta hacer podcast todos los días.
There's this fucking meme that says, oh, no sabo, yo no sabo.
Oh, yo no sabo. Y ahorita, desde ahorita vamos a hacer el podcast completamente en español para todos los que están escuchando.
A ver si se puede. en un momento se me va a olvidar el español.
Pero así es porque no acostumbramos a usar el idioma, tanto como antes.
Yeah.
Como estás en la casa y te crías con el idioma, lo usas diariamente, pero ahorita no, como en todo, en donde trabajas es puro inglés, estamos hablando en inglés, el parque está en inglés.
Y ahí muy raramente estoy hablando en español, nada más con mis papás.
Nomás, ¿no te llegan clientes que hablan en español?
No, bien rara vez vienen. Yeah. Y cuando llegan, tratan de desde, pues tratan de hablar inglés, en inglés pero sí. notas y yo dices, hey, hablo español y, sí. y se ponen más cómodos.
A mí me pasaba eso antes cuando trabajaba en un dealership. Llegaban y me hablaban en inglés. Y no, o si no, llegaban y me hablaban en español completamente. Uh-huh. Ni me preguntaban si hablaba español. Y yo les decía, excuse me, I don't speak Spanish. Y les hablaba completamente en inglés. Uh-huh. Y yo los forzaba en hablar en inglés. Entonces hablaban en inglés, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. Y al fin les decía, oh, ¿sabe qué, señor? Sí, se habla bien. Ah, ¿qué pasó, güey? Yo le hice eso para que usted vea, usted sepa que usted sí puede hacerlo. Sí, uh-huh. lo logró hacer. Le entendí todo lo que usted me estaba diciendo. No, tiene razón, vale. Sí, no tenga vergüenza. Yeah. ¿No? Y a veces te llegan clientes que tú sabes que el acento, están hablando en inglés, pero el acento está bien pesado y tú les quieres hablar en español, pero te siguen hablando en inglés. Yeah, you have the one of the breakies because señor, hablo español. A huevo, te quieren seguir
hablando. Quieren seguir hablando en español, ya. Yeah. Nadie se entiende, se quiere tratar, you know.
¿Quieres cambiar a inglés? Porque hay mucha gente que no nos va a entender, ¿ah?
¿Eh? Yeah.
Yeah, let's switch back to, let's flip like, the white the switch fuck? There, guys. I'm gonna go back to English here.
Skip the last 30 seconds. But, you know, I think it's fascinating how we're able to just switch
That's cool, we just language, switched it,
you know, like I nothing, mean, you know.
Of course, we had to be, you know, kind of, thinking more of what we say.
Yeah.
Because, me, I don't really think about what I say. And you can tell by all the way I fucking talk. I don't really think about things that I'm saying. It just comes out, you know. But with the Spanish, you kind of have to think more of what you're going to say because we're translating. Because our language that we, like me, I think in English, right? Mm-hmm. So I was thinking in English, but I was having to speak in Spanish.
Yeah.
That's
fucking
weird.
And I'm like, ahead of time, I'm like, okay, what am I going to say? Okay.
And you know what I liked about your Spanish, though? Your Spanish wasn't like some people, even like famous people that have fucking podcasts, are like, sí, güey, o sea que sí, güey, estamos tomando modelo, güey, sí, güey, no, sí, bro, sí, güey, that's fucking terrible, dude, like, you know, if you can't, like, those people can't speak Spanish because they have to throw the way, you know, it's terrible, I hate that kind of fucking Spanish, it's like uneducated, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure, I'm glad my parents, Spanish was my first language, then I learned English.
No, but these are guys that they're on the same boat as us. But they just, I guess, they feel like they have to speak that uneducated way to sound cool, you know?
Yeah, right. I mean, to sound like the culture, like the Hollywood culture. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, dude, it's crazy. But man, we're already close to that. We're already at 1.5 hours. There you go.
Damn, it seemed like 2 hours. Huh?
It seemed like 2 hours. Yeah.
Are you going to have to cut it up or what?
No, this is like straight up. I think the only time I'm cutting up is just, nah, I'm not even going to cut anything up, even the beer part.
Yeah.
It's going to stay in there. Fuck it. But no, dude, thank you for coming out, man. If people want to find you, if people want to support you, like, what is the best place to find the podcast?
To find the podcast, if you're having trouble, you can just Google Rantigo Ramos podcast and it comes up and then it gives you a bunch of options like fucking on Google, on Android, on Spotify. If you have an Android phone, you listen to it on Spotify. Mm-hmm. If you have an iPhone, you listen to it on Apple Podcasts. But if you have any questions, if you want to reach me, you can go to Ranting with Ramos podcast on Instagram. It's also on Facebook. I rarely fucking use Facebook. I just have it just to have it. And you can also find it on YouTube. It's on YouTube with the Podbean. What I like about Podbean is once you upload an episode, it fucking sends it straight to YouTube.
Oh, nice.
Obviously, it uses your album
artwork and shit.
It has your artwork and it has like some fucking wavelengths and people are listening to it on YouTube too.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't count as listens because, I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it's linked up, but because YouTube is big, dude.
Yeah.
You know, people like watching that's for people that don't know how to find, like what I mentioned earlier, our people don't even know what the fuck a podcast is, but they see that YouTube video and I'm getting some views, you know? So hey, that's cool. So
any view is a view, right?
Yeah. And then also, what I have, like when I mentioned earlier, is like I got defunded by Spotify. So what I have is it's called Patreon. You would have to go on Patreon, / Ranty or Ramos podcast, and you can find me there. And then there's different tiers. There's a $5 tier, which you get a t-shirt and a sticker.
Yeah.
Next one is $10 tier. You get a t-shirt, sticker, and a sweater every 6 months, right? And then if you want to support with the $25 one, you get the t-shirt, sweater, sticker, and merch. Every merch that I release, every single piece of merch I release.
Oh, shit.
And I release merch every 2 months, dude. I'm always making fucking t-shirts and shit. So, and you get that sent out and stuff. And what that helps me with like my equipment, with the podcast fees, because I pay a company now because I don't use the Anchor, which is free.
Yeah,
I actually have to pay for a service now.
Yeah,
know?
Like so a monthly
that and shit, you know. And you know, it's not like, I mean, it's not a lot of money where I'm fucking like balling off of it. Right now, thankfully, I've got patrons, which is really cool, you know, yeah. And these are like day one supporters and shit. So it does help, you know, it helps with the fees, you know, here and there. It's not like I said, I'm not balling out of the money, you know, and I'm not doing this podcast to make money anyways. You know, if it happens, it happens. But it's just a little help, you know.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you get cool merch. And also there's exclusive episodes that I never released. You also get early access to them. I put music up there, pictures and shit. So it's, you know, it's cool, you know.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think at some point we should figure out a way to do a clubhouse. I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
Exclusive, you know, see how many people can get on there.
Yeah. I'm on Clubhouse, but I don't even know how to use it. I just have like one or two friends.
That's we'll figure it out, man. We'll fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
But dude, thank you again for coming out. Now, last thing for people who just feel like they see you and they misread you and all this stuff about what you're trying to really make people think about.
Like, I'm pretty sure, has it been a while that you wanted to have me on, or has you just thought about it recently? Because
it's been building. Okay. Yeah, I've been seeing.
Because I kind of feel that people, they see me on the internet or they fucking hear me and they hear all this controversy. They think I'm going to be a certain way. Like, I'm going to be a kind of a fucking aggressive or not easy to talk to and shit. You know what I mean? Or kind of intimidating and shit. But I'm not even like that. I'm cool as fuck. You know, once you get to know me, I'm cool as fuck, you know? And I'm pretty sure you realize that right now. You know, like we just started talking before we even went on air. We're already conversating that things that could have been on the podcast. That always happens, you know.
For real.
But it wasn't awkward. I was all fucking quiet and mad-dogging you and shit. It's like, it's cool, you know. But I know a lot of people are afraid to have me on because of that, or maybe because they think I'm going to say something stupid. And I'm not, because I'm a father. I've got kids and I have a job that I have to keep. I'm not going to say nothing stupid, you know.
Yeah. No, what I want people to take from this at the end is that, like, you know, again, if you feel like that moment at some point, you're like triggered or you're like, man, what the fuck? Like, fuck
turn
this
it
conversation.
Off.
Turn it off.
Turn
it off. Exactly. Number one should be turn it off. You have the power to just press pause and just go listen to something else. Yeah. You know, whatever. If you're going to listen to something else, listen to like the other episodes of Social Primate. That's it. But I'm kidding. Go listen to whatever you want. But the point is, like, you have the ability to go and do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You know, so go ahead and do that, first of all. And then second is, again, not everybody's going to be in the same, like, box as you are. You know, there's people with different thoughts. There's different people with different experiences.
Yeah.
And for us to judge people just based on a one-dimensional version of what we think we know of this person, I think it's fucking whack.
Or like one post, you're lame. Or one fucking episode of shit. That's lame.
Yeah. You know?
Especially someone like me, someone like you, like, there's so many fucking sides to, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you set a box, like, I thought to myself, like, I'm not in a fucking box, but I know what you mean, though.
There's
a certain genre of shit that I like, you know?
Yeah, no, of course. Because, again, like, at the end, we're all, at this moment right now, we're all creating our own bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? That's
true.
Whether you want to be like,
you control whatever you're going to take in and whatever you fucking put out.
Exactly.
So that is your bubble.
So you decide, what do you want your bubble to be? Like, you want it to be a well-rounded bubble or just a one fucking colored bubble, you know?
Fucking
like,
tunnel.
But, dude, thank you again for coming out.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me on.
I hope it's not the last time, and we'll keep in touch, bro.
Yeah. We got to do mine, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, let me know, and we'll get that shit done. All right, man. Well, everybody else, have a good night. I hope you enjoy this episode. And that's it.
Peace.